So I'm Phil Temple. I'm assistant head teacher with responsibility for student support.
Child mental health is your responsibility, Phil. I dare say 30 years ago, your role wouldn't have existed. Schools like Prince Henry's here in Otley, how much have they changed?
I think it's a really good point. I think they've changed almost immeasurably, really, in that period of time. I think the impact on students' mental health at the moment of a range of things is really... it's quite vast, actually. I think a number of the pressures that teenagers today face simply didn't exist when I was a teenager. If you look at things like social media, the impact of the internet, even all other forms of media as well, there's a groundswell of mental health needs for young people in schools, and I guess it's my responsibility to try and do something about that in our school, which I think we do quite effectively, but there is no doubt that students are struggling.
It's obviously tough for a young person, but it's worrying if you're a parent in this situation. What reassurance can they have that schools like this are more equipped and better equipped to deal with some of the issues that are around today?
I think there are a number of things, really. I think what has happened, as always, is there is a response to these needs, and there are two things, really, for us that I think are crucially important. We have some really well-established and strong partnerships with other providers like the NHS, the police, social care, a number of other professionals who help us with young people who are suffering more acutely with their mental health or their emotional needs. I think, more importantly, for the broader range of parents and for all those students in there, I think it's be reassured that schools are absolutely tackling as part of their ongoing day-to-day work this increase in mental health needs for young people.
Practically then, what would happen if someone knocked on your door, say I knocked on your door this morning to tell you I was having issues with, I felt I was being bullied online, it was leading to me self-harming. What would be the next step from there?
Well, I think there are a number of things, and of course it's dependent upon the detail of any situation. But I think the first thing that we would do is make that child feel listened to and feel like we're taking that seriously, give them an opportunity to talk through what's going on. And yes, we give them advice on some of the things they can do as well. I think that's really important, because often there are things that they could do differently around their online lives and their profiles and who they're blocking and who they're paying attention to. So we make a judgment then about the level of need almost straight away, but that's made with a level of expertise that's really high on dealing with things like that. Depending upon what was required there, we would always have a conversation with parents anyway to ensure that they were in the loop of what was going on and to see how they were supporting their child. There's advice through school for parents. We have parent support advisors available. We have a number of people who can offer up help around that. And often there are very straightforward things you can do to fix that. If that's not possible and the level of need is greater, there are regular meetings in school with both my colleagues here and, as I say, external professionals to describe the level of need and to offer up a service so we can access NHS counselling provision, we can access support through a number of other agencies. It really does depend on the individual, and I think that's the key. It's about communicating effectively with young people so that they feel, as I say, listened to, but also that there is an end to the problem that they've got in front of them.
Find the best piece of advice if you are concerned as a parent, what is the best thing you can do?
Well, I think it's about talking openly with your child, first of all. I think that's really important in all situations. And, of course, it's not always easy, and children don't always want to discuss these things with mums and dads. But I think it's really important that you do that and let them know, as always, that you do care and you will help. But pick the phone up and ask. There's no value judgment being made by school about your expertise as a parent or what's gone on before. This is happening to lots of kids and lots of parents. So talk about it and communicate, and there may well be something we can do to help you.